Ahoy, young adventurers. Welcome back to our thrilling podcast, tailor-made for all those brave and daring girls out there. I'm your host, Aria, and I'm beyond excited to sail through the high seas of our adventure on this special pirate-themed episode with yay. Avast ye, our tale today takes us to the mystical blue seas, where the salty air fills your lungs and the wind whips through your hair. Prepare to meet our swashbuckling heroines, Grace and Maya, two fearless pirates who navigate the seas with their bravery and wit. Grace, with her braided golden hair and a twinkle in her eye, captains their sturdy ship. Her challenge, she loves a good piece of treasure and is kind, so will try not to raid other ships for the treasure. Then there's Maya, with her daring spirit and keen eye for treasure, serving as a ship's first mate and navigator. She will study maps when she's not giving directions to Grace. But unlike most pirates, they give away half their loot to the poor landlubbers. Our adventure begins as the sea serpent sets sail in search of the legendary Treasure Island, rumoured to hold untold riches buried beneath its sandy shores. With a tattered map in hand and a compass pointing true, Grace and Maya embark on their daring voyage. The path to Treasure Island is fraught with peril. They run into a terrible, death-defying storm. Fierce sea monsters roam and attack their ship. But nothing can stop our heroines. Grace and Maya got a bottle of sleepy eyes. It is a powerful poison that puts any beast or animal or man to sleep and gives them some time to recover in battle or put foe to sleep so that they can get the treasure without hurting themselves or others. This is one thing that they love about it. There is only one thing that can wake a sleeping creature from this poison. A tear from a back-bellied pirate's parrot. So our heroes got a parrot named Squawks to help them. If another pirate crew puts them into a deep sleep, our daring duo will be able to be saved by their parrot Squawks. Their courage shining like a beacon in the vast ocean, they navigated through all the challenges. Squawk shares tales of the adventure and offers sage advice, becoming an indispensable member of their crew, but he is often telling them great jokes. As they drew closer to Treasure Island, Grace and Maya faced their greatest challenge yet, a treacherous whirlpool guarding the island's entrance. But Grace and Maya think this scene needs a bit more jokes, so I'm giving the mic to Squawks. With quick thinking and teamwork, these two are... Now, what does that say again? Let me see. I don't really care. Oh, they tried to maneuver the sea serpent through turbulent waters? I don't like this script. Quack, quack. I'll tell you all a good joke. Quack, quack. What did the pirate say was his favorite letter in the alphabet? Arr. Finally, I have the mic back. Now, let's try that again. With quick thinking and teamwork, they maneuvered the sea serpent through the rough waters and to the fabled shores of Treasure Island. They landed on the sandy beach. They raced across the island, following the map's clues to the heart of Treasure Trove. But their progress is halted by a cunning puzzle guarded by the treasure chest guardian. A series of cryptic symbols and clues that must be solved to unlock the riches within. Determination and clever problem solving that was needed, they had. Grace and Maya cracked the code, opening the treasure chest to reveal a grinning hoard of gold coins, sparkling jewels, and ancient artifacts. Yet, among these riches, they found something unexpected, a map leading to a different kind of treasure, one that holds the key to a heartwarming discovery. As they followed the new map's clues, Grace and Maya uncovered a hidden cavern where long-lost pirate treasures turned out to be a collection of cherished memories and messages left behind by pirates who valued friendship and love above all. And so, dear adventurers, as Greta, Maya and Squawks sail back to the sea serpent, they realise that the truest treasures are not always the gold jewels, but the bonds in friendship forged on their adventure. No, it was the jokes that were the best. My jokes! Squawk, squawk. Part about being the adventurer. Squawk! That brings us to the end of our thrilling pirate adventure. No, it doesn't. I still have more good pirate jokes. Like, how does the sea sailor say hello? It waves. Squawk, squawk. Okay, then. That brings us to the end of our adventure. May your hearts be as free as the sea and your dreams as boundless as the horizon. Hey, that can't be the end. I still have not said half my jokes. Fine, you can say a few more jokes. All right, Squawks, time to wrap up our pirate-themed adventure. Squawk, squawk! Ahoy, mateys, avasty landlubbers, it's time for some pirate humour! Squawk, squawk! Why did the pirate go to the seafood restaurant? Because he heard they had great fish and chips? Squawk, squawk! What's a pirate's favourite letter? You might think it's R. Like I told you before, squawk, squawk.
But it's really the sea they love.
Squawk, squawk.
What's a pirate's favorite kind of cookie? Ships ahoy.
Squawk.
How do pirates prefer to communicate? Eye to eye.
Squawk.
Why did the pirate take a bath? Because he wanted to wash up on shore. Arr.
Squawk, squawk.
Ahoy, Squawks. Those were some swashbuckling jokes indeed. Thanks for sharing your pirate wit with us, Squawks.
Squawk!
You're welcome, matey. Until next time, keep sailing the seas of laughter.
Now I'm going to finish up this show. Get out of here, everyone! Until next episode! Squawk!
But it's actually the sea they love.